This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, certainly one of the big sports stories of the week in these parts was the announcement that St. Cloud State was ending its football program. And, of course, it sent shockwaves not only throughout the sports community here in Minnesota, but the sports community throughout the country, as Division II program St. Cloud State says goodbye to football. And head coach Scott Underwood joins us on the line. And Scott, good to visit with you. Difficult circumstances this week. I'm sure you never expected to go through anything like this in your long career.
Well, you certainly hope not. And that's not obviously in college coaching. It's not something they probably teach you how to do it or prepare for it. And, you know, certainly in 2010, there was the talks of cutting football here at St. Cloud State at that time. And I think there was some things that quelled that off. But, you know, just to get back at this point is extremely disheartening.
And Scott, was it at all on the radar? You brought up all those years ago at being brought up. That was set aside. Did this just come out of the blue for you and the team?
Well, I think, you know, in October, we had a meeting with the president for all the athletic staff. And, you know, in looking at our athletic budget and meeting the guidelines of Title IX within the lawsuit that was handed down, the ruling that was handed down, that President Wacker pointed out to, you know, to meet those guidelines, some things are going to have to change in their athletic profile. And at that time, you know, they were going to explore the options and then, you know, update us as they move forward.
And the news came down on Tuesday, and I was certainly stunned by it. You know, longtime member of the Northern Sun, before that, the North Central Conference, St. Cloud State, no football. How did you get the news, and then ultimately how did you relay it to your staff and your players?
Well, I mean, I think the key thing is that, you know, we received an email on Tuesday morning and that we're going to meet with the president, myself, and then my staff after me in, you know, 30 minutes. And then at 3 o'clock, the team was going to meet with the president as well as the both men's and women's golf team.
Difficult times. You know, your staff, the student athletes itself. I suppose it's a difficult leadership position for you to be in, Scott.
It's been difficult. You know, I'm so proud of our coaching staff. You know, currently being, you know, having this handed down to them. But you know, really, our last couple of days, as our kids have neared, you know, tomorrow's last day of classes, final start on Monday. You know, they're scrambling to try to find transitions to new schools and just kind of, you know, figure out what the rest of their life holds for them in an academic or athletic career. And our coaches have done, and the university as well has done an outstanding job of doing the best they can to try, you know, with the displacement, if that's the way, one of the options that kids want to look at different schools. Even today we had 6 different colleges or universities on our campus talking to our kids and numerous phone calls, the connections that we have. And I think every conference in the 5-state region between the Division IIs and 3s, and then certainly the FCS level conversations to get our kids' names out there, give them an option or an opportunity to try to move forward.
And Scott, over the years, you've been around the game for a long, long time and played at Augustana and have coached really your entire life here for all practical purposes up in the upper Midwest. I'm sure you have a lot of contacts, and I suppose that's difficult for you. It's having a hand in recruiting these kids and now helping them find a new home has got to be super tough for you and all the coaches.
It has been. And I think today when we talk about our kids, you know, 3 of them going to a trip to another school in the Northern Sun Conference, that, you know, we're good and glad to place them, but it's really hard to see them move from, you know, your time in nurturing them and working with them and getting to know them and being their mentor. The tough part is that that relationship is going to end in that capacity, and I think that's the toughest part, certainly, as we do it. But again, in relationship to our kids and what they need and to move forward in their lives and how we can help them has been the key thing. And like I said, just our staff, I can't commend them enough. You know, from it's been kind of like I told somebody, a commodities broker this morning, from pretty much from 8 in the morning, you know, till I just got home a half hour ago, of talking to coaches and, you know, making sure kids are coming in to meet with you and asking what their options are. And if you know anybody from here, or can you help me place me or talk to a coach on that staff? And our coaches have just really, really been outstanding in working with our student athletes.
Yeah, and for you, Scott, you know, being there as long as you have in building this thing, I suppose with all of this stuff going on this week, it's only been a couple of days. I'm sure you haven't had much time to think about what's next for me.
And again, that's how I just, at this point for my staff, just again, that, you know, we promised our. And again, that's how I just, at this point for my staff, just again, that, you know, we promised our kids we're going to be there to the end for them, and unfortunately, at least at football at our place, has been the end. So, in trying to, you know, place our kids first, we've done that, and you know, again, working hard, but I have to agree, just for our coaches, it's been hard to think what your next step and option. You know, I've been coaching college football for 31 years, and I've been at St. Cloud State for 19 of those in, years, and then certainly 12 as a head coach. So it's, you know, seeing what the next steps hold for myself as well as the rest of our coaching staff, and as we look at what our options are, you know, in the college football world are, or possibly in another endeavor.
As you wind this thing down at St. Cloud State, how long do you expect this process to take? I know it's moving very quickly and trying to help players, and I would assume at some point help your assistants land on their feet as well moving forward. And I know the life of assistant coaches is tough, you know, town to town, moving families. And that's one of the first things I thought of, Scott, is, you know, not only the young people and the fact that they if they want to continue their football career have to change schools. It's the coaches and the wives and the kids that are settled into a community. That's one of the first things that came to mind for me.
Well, I appreciate your thoughts on that, because it's difficult. As I said, you know, being here 19 years, and it's difficult. You know, both my two boys. You know, one currently in the program, one that was in our program growing up as football, and certainly in St. Cloud State, or St. Cloud, the city of, has been a big home for them. And, you know, and as well as the rest of our coaches, I've been blessed as a coach that, you know, Coach Grimmon on our staff, I think, started his 27th year, Coach Patterson in his 13th year, and then our other two guys have been here, just finished their 6th year. So the longevity of them, putting down their roots and their families in St. Cloud, and you know, and now like all of us, and just similar to our kids, of what the next steps hold, and you know, where those might be.
St. Cloud State head football coach Scott Underwood joining us. The news earlier this week that St. Cloud State would be ending the football program. I'm sure you've heard from alumni, boosters, etc. That's probably been a big part of it. Can anything be done? I'm sure there's some people that haven't, you know, accepted the fact that football is ending at St. Cloud State.
Yeah, I think that's hard for everyone, and myself included. And, you know, I think in looking at the total picture, and it was addressed in our meeting with President Wacker, that that question was asked of, you know, is this the end? Is there any way to resurrect or you know, re-advise or change this decision? And her answer was no at that time. You know, I think the key thing, like you said, alumni and the outpouring that I've had this week has been overwhelming, just from an emotional standpoint of, you know, having been here a long time, and the guys that reaching out that you may not have heard from a long time, even, I think, even probably more enlightening was that I've had guys, student athletes I coached back in at the Sioux Falls College, 25 years ago, that were reached out today and yesterday and well wished, coach thinking of you. So again, in the coaching endeavor, you hopeful to try to make a lasting impression. And I have to tell you, my family and myself here in the last 2 days have just completely been overwhelmed from that end of it.
Yeah, and I can imagine. It's a tight-knit community. I know your rivals on Saturdays, but, there aren't too many people that can understand what it's like to be a head football coach at a college or a university. You're responsible for a lot of young men. There's a lot of things going on, and I'm sure you've heard from your colleagues around the Northern Sun and around the game.
They've been outstanding, and the other day, when we did have an opportunity to put out our transfer sheet, so to speak, with the list of our kids on there, and I commended the Northern State, Northern Sun coaches of, reaching out to me and extending, this is a sad day for the Northern Sun and all involved, and certainly the competitive spirit, like you said, being rivals on game day, but certainly in the coaching profession, there's a lot of character and certainly a lot of great men.
A lot of people have asked me, and I don't know the answer. I'm sure you do, Scott. Will the players on the St. Cloud State roster that are transferring, will they need to sit out a year, or is this a special circumstance where they would be able to ultimately play in the fall of 2020?
Nope, they would have the option to play immediately in any institution or program based on the fact that we had dropped our program. Otherwise, obviously, in NCAA rules, there's other stipulations. But when a program is dropped or eliminated, that frees them up to transfer to any school within your conference and or at any level to participate immediately, should they be academically eligible.
One of the things I saw you mention in the wake of all of this that – anytime you say goodbye to a class of seniors, that's tough. And now you're saying goodbye to the entire roster. That has to be super emotional. I mean, I just can't imagine what you've gone through on that side of it.
Yeah, that's been heartbreaking. And certainly when you do that, having our kids the other day, for the most part, as the news was announced and knowing that, it's the last time that you are going to be together and the family that you have and have had for, guys have been in the program 1, 2, 3, 4, and even into that fifth year. So that's hard. Like I said, and seniors is always my toughest day because you're a part of their family for 4 to 5 years. And to see them leave your program, you're happy for them for the graduation and the endeavors in life that they'll take on. But I think the tough part today is that, we're going to scatter guys' seeds to the wind a little bit, and it'll be harder to track them now that you're not in constant contact with them, or you won't be a member, certainly, of a graduate of your program and being able to track in that manner.
The news is so fresh, and I think people are still coming to grips with it. St. Cloud State and Minnesota Crookston ended their football programs. Do you think this is maybe a beginning that more schools at the Division II, Division III, maybe NAIA level may ultimately look at football and say, well, it's maybe not worth the expense and the Title IX challenges, et cetera?
I think it sends an alarm of concern. Certainly I heard that discussion here this morning on one of our own local radio stations with a couple of sports personalities, and I think the tough part is, certainly when you look at the University of Minnesota and the flagships of each state, that the amount of money and support and donorship that they receive is great. And when you look at the Division II model, it gets harder, and not just football, but in all athletics, of dealing with, providing people a great outlet for certainly their education, but the athletic end of it and providing scholarships. So my concern, is demographics are displaying that there's shrinking college enrollments across the country, a great portion of schools, not all, but it's you get concerned that if places cut programs, I mean, even I think I saw yesterday in just academic programs that Minnesota Duluth released numerous faculty. So, again, it affects a lot of lives when you talk about on a college campus.
Well, Scott, it's been a difficult week, and we do appreciate you taking time to visit with us. Once again, I still think people are coming to grips with it that a football will be no longer at St. Cloud State. We're thinking about you, the coaches, and the players for sure.
Well, I certainly appreciate it, Steve. And, you know, I think the key thing that was, you know, we, like you said, a long history. We played football for over 100 years. So, again, coming to grips with it and people from the community and area and certainly that have played here, it's a hard pill to swallow. And I think each day, unfortunately, we'll move through some reminders here for quite a while.
All right. Well, Scott, thanks again for the time. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Scott Underwood, head football coach, St. Cloud State. They announced this week that they would be ending their football program.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.